But you need a massive cleansing of DC. This one by one, it's going to take forever. And that is why you have to worry about your own home, your own neighborhood, you know, your own community the best you can. That is the only power we have, because we know none of them are working for us.
No, I agree with you. I think we're light years ahead of most people as far as media, as far as podcast shows, as far as content. I mean, we've been ahead of people on breaking news, but this is like, at least to me, it's like a different category. I get juiced up about giving people solutions and or proposing solutions or telling them what is going to be happening and here's what you should be at least thinking about or discussing. Like when we talked about on Hotwire, when we came out and we said, these jabs for kids 6 months to 4 years old are done. It's done. It's sealed. It's signed.
You did say that.
And there's going to be all this pomp and circumstance about this committee and this advisory committee. It's already done. This is already. So you have, and I said specifically, you have 6 weeks here, 7 weeks here, whatever it was, to have these conversations and start drilling into your daughter-in-laws, your kids, who are either planning families or already have the families, or your own kids, you know, to protect your grandkids, protect your future grandkids or your future children, et cetera, or if you're going to be a prospective parent, to have these conversations so that when they become available, you're not scrambling around because the hive mind, they're lining these things up and all the moms, you know, oh, did you get your kid vaccinated? That kind of thing. You have time. You should start having these conversations now. Believe me, this is done. It's sealed. It's delivered. And you give people an opportunity. So I get really fired up that we can keep people ahead.
Oh, yeah. That is, it's things like that that keep us moving forward. That if you have an idea, you have a microphone to share that. Again, not everybody has that. You know, some people, of course, use their social media to offer up ideas, but you have the microphone. So listen, you put the ideas out there. Some people will take the advice. Some people won't, or some people will make a hybrid version of it. You know what I'm saying? They'll use a little bit of what they thought of and based off of what you said. And we mentioned this long ago, but I'll mention it again. The same way I'm telling people to prepare themselves and be armed in a political arena if you want to confront politicians about the global agenda, I truly believe everyone should, and you don't have to put a million hours into study and be teaching yourself to become a scientist or, you know, an epidemiologist or a virologist, any of that. You can basically look at vaccines and how they're made, which ones have fetal cells, who the manufacturer is. You can look up how many side effects, and I'm not just talking about the COVID vaccine, I'm talking about all vaccines. You can look for yourself how many adverse reactions and how these vaccines are made. You do some bullet points. As soon as your doctor's asking you, do you want the shingles shot, the pneumonia shot, the COVID shot, the booster shot, for your kids, the measles shot, you can very nicely say, okay, doctor. You start asking them questions that you know the answers to. And when they can't answer, not one, run like hell. This is the only way you could win. It's humiliation. Showing people you don't trust them. Because they'll keep doing it.
They will keep doing it.
Yeah.
They will keep doing it. You know what's crazy?
Yes.
Good.
Yesterday or the day before, another, you know, we keep getting these sudden adult deaths at young ages. And there was a young comedian in Canada, Nick Nemiroff, age 32. He died.
You mean the guy who died?
He died.
He was all jabbed up.
Exactly. Yeah. But when you share the death, you get the crazy commoners that love to come out and say, you anti-vaccine people. Now, again, the majority of us are already jabbed up throughout our life, okay? COVID has put us on the path of now questioning everything. So there are real anti-vaxxers that have never bought into it, and then there's those that they had their eyes opened throughout this ordeal. But right away, they come after the anti-vaxxers because every death, you know, is not a vaccine death, so they say, until it's proven that they're all jabbed up. You know, so my stance is, it's real simple. I didn't create the rules of the game on the first go around. They're not my rules. But I am creating the rules on this second half of the game. And that is vaccinated until proven otherwise. Now, if you died by natural causes, I'm so sorry. That is very sad and that is tragic. But if you died and were vaccinated in the last 18 months, this is now a public service announcement that we all have the right to know about it. And your personal health is no longer personal. And you ended that when you were talking about your vaccine status over the frozen peas and rolling up your arm in a parking lot and traveling to places that we know you have to be vaccinated for and showing your papers for. So no one's vaccine status is private. So now, if you've died in the past 18 months, suddenly, or even with some cancer you may have been diagnosed with within the last 18 months, and you were single, double, triple jabbed, we have a right to know. So these are the rules of my game. Don't call me vile.
I had to hit the applause button. You're on a fucking roll.
I'm getting sick of being called vile because we have a right to know. This government is insisting on every human of every age now. Now they have gone after the children to the point where they're going to put it on the vaccine schedule. And let's face it, there's a lot of young mothers out there that are not plugged into the news. They have no idea what we're talking about. They're going to have a baby, take that baby in for their first visit, and that baby is going to be a pincushion. So, we have a right to know. And it's not being asked and it's not being reported. If you want to avoid people like me, you start off your news article with, unvaccinated 32-year-old community and die suddenly. Okay, at least you asked the question. Because right now, everybody knows what's on everybody's mind when someone just suddenly dies. And it is noticeable. People are becoming numb to death. My daughter was saying that someone she went to school with, now mind you, she's only 26, died. And on social media, she was stunned that there wasn't much about it. Like 3 years ago, somebody died, there would be all kind of comments. And
there's just too many deaths. You can't.
Just too many. People have turned it off. Like it's when the young people are noticing it, that is saying something.
I'll tell you something.
Nobody cares.
There's like, ever since I was a little kid, we moved to Philly. I had like, you remember Frank's soda?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had a Frank's soda down at the airport once. And it was black cherry. And it said on the side, Wishniac. I said, what the fuck, Wishniac? I don't know who this Pollock is, but he makes a good soda.
I like the birch beer.
Yeah, you like the birch beer. So there's one place down the road from here who still has black cherry. It's not Frank's anymore, right? Frank's got bought out. And they have the Wishniac. So my wife says, where are you going? She doesn't want me a lot of sugar. I said, I'm just going out, you know, outside, look around. She said, are you going down again to get a Wishniac? And I said, yeah.
Now that you asked,
I mean, you know. And so I went into this joint, and this guy's from old school, Delco, you know. But he's in Chester County now. He moved out, and he's running a pizza joint. But he has the old sodas because he knows.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I go, yo, what's up? This is just a couple hours ago. And I said, where are all your people at, man? Because usually there's a lot of people working. He's like, I can't find good people. They're like hobos. You hire somebody, they're bums. Because
mm-hmm.
I said, you still having a problem hiring people? He says, no, it's not a problem hiring them. It's they don't want to work. They don't know how to work. They don't want to work. So we'll just do it ourselves. So he's got the family members in there doing stuff. And he said, did you hear about Bruce? And I said, who, your partner, Bruce? 59-year-old guy. I said, let me guess. He's dead. He said, yeah. And he said, you want to know what happened? I said, oh, no, I know what happened. So I did like a syringe moving, you know, like a syringe moving
right, right,
the
right.
arm. And he goes, yeah, how did you know? I said, bro, I don't even have to guess. And he said, I said, what did he die from? He said, he had cancer. I said, was it in remission? And then it came back. He's like, did you talk to somebody in Bruce's family? I go, no.
Oh,
I said, I know. I know the game. It's like, it's like mm-hmm. a playbook now.
Yeah.
So what happened to this cat, 59, and pretty, I mean, he the cancer was in remission for a long time. He went for his whole fucking series. He got the booster, wasn't feeling good. Two and a half months after the booster, he went to the doctors, and it was only 6 months since his last doctor visit. And the doctor says, your cancer's back. So Bruce says, fuck, what are we going to do? And the doc says, well, we had to run some more tests. The doctor already knows at the time.
Sure.
They run some more tests, and he goes, you're stage 4, bro. You're not coming back from this one. 2.5-3 months to go from no cancer to stage 4. The fuck yep. out of here. That is impossible.
Medically very
impossible.
Aggressive.
Medically impossible without some help from our friends in Big Pharma. So right. I say to the guy, he's an Italian guy. I said, are you getting these jabs, you and the kids? And he like looked at me and goes, yeah, are you insane? You worked for these guys. He said, all right, what about you guys? I said, I work for these guys, like you said. I'm not going to, I don't believe a word they say. they paid me to come up with schemes, you know what I mean? He goes, mm-hmm. no way. I said, is everybody healthy? He goes, yeah, everything's fine. And he's got a pretty big family, these Italians, you know, from around the way.
Right.
Down in Delco and Drexel Hill and Havertown. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. Families I know.
Go from all over the place. And he's like, everybody's fine. And nobody.
Yeah,
nobody,
all my family nobody out in there the family. Is not.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. he said he has a couple folks in the family that are dopes, and they went ahead and they got the stuff, and they're in their 50s. Nothing but health problems. Healthy their whole life. Yeah. Now it's nothing. One health problem after another.
Right.
And they just shake their head. And
yeah, it's months and months ago that my mother's neighbor, they're from New York. They relocated down here a few years ago, retired couple. And sometime in 2021, you know, they were saying how they were getting their shots. Okay. And it has to be at least 6 months now that she has the breast cancer flag outside.
Oh, there's a flag?
The what is it, the pink ribbon?
Oh, I thought it was just a white flag with Fauci's face on it.
Yeah, there you go. No, but again, so there's definitely something going on there. But no, that's all you hear about is
70% off. That gets my attention. A quick anecdote here. I was on the road about a week and a half ago, and I was sorting out what's happening in some farmland in Pennsylvania and speaking to some farmers and some of the plights that they are facing, etc. So I was in a remote area, and I was in this dingy truck stop. I won't name it, but it was a little bit of, you would call it a shady place. And I'm sitting there, and they have scant Wi-Fi, but they did have some Wi-Fi. And I said, you know what? I don't even trust the coffee in this place, let alone the Wi-Fi. So let me dial up my IP Vanish account here on my good old cell phone. At least I know there's not prying eyes in the back in the back of the truck stop or anywhere else. And so we've used IP Vantage a number of times to bail us out of some sticky wickets, I guess you could call it, as we traveled across the United States and the pain caravan across the country. Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet. Maybe advertisers know a bit too much about you, or you're concerned about the privacy of your identity. Using incognito mode won't solve the problem either. IP Vantage VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IP Vantage helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IP Vantage on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick, and when you're streaming media. When you use IP Vantage, all of your data is encrypted. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vantage makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. And you can use IP Vantage or unlimited uses on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick. IP Vantage is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free for you folks who need a little help with the math. IP Vantage is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know what's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you watch, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/pain, that's P-A-I-N-E, and use promotional code PAIN, all in caps, P-A-I-N-E, and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/pain.
Anyone that has it, again, we're 18 months in now. We've known, let me say, the first, let me see something here. Keep talking.
Well, I'll give you something, a little intel. I heard weeks ago that Fauci's daughter was getting married and Fauci didn't want to go to create a security concern.
Mm-hmm.
So they were going to have like this one whatever ceremony and then they were going to have something private for the family. But he didn't want to be there with all these people and all these things. You know, that kind of thing. I don't know.
Right, right.
So he wasn't going to go to his daughter's wedding. Anyhow. And you hear this through the network, you know, U.S. Marshals are protecting him and everybody talks because apparently he's a real asshole to protect. Which is not a surprise, right? Anyhow, so he wasn't going to go anyhow. So then I just, right before I called you, I saw the headline. Fauci missed his daughter's wedding because he's locked down for COVID. I'm like, you fucking scumbag. He weren't going to go anyhow. Now he's playing the victim. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's such bullshit everywhere you turn. And I sit there and I think, if we didn't have the sources, and there's a lot of stuff I don't talk about because I can't say because you expose the people who tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people tell me all the time, wait till you fucking hear this, but don't tell anybody because it get me jammed up. If I could tell everybody to wait till you hear this stuff,
right?
It's even worse than what we talk about. And but nothing is real. It's like he wasn't going to go anyhow, but they have to spin it. You know, he's sitting around or somebody's sitting around saying, hey, we can use this. We can let people know that COVID's dangerous and you would miss your own daughter's wedding, this kind of stuff. You know, like he plays the hero. It's like, oh my God, just leave us alone. Just, it's nonstop. They're nonstop. It's balls of the wall. It's like, God damn.
Yeah. What I wanted to look at while you were telling that Fauci nightmare. I wanted to look in I told you I had started a vaccine file last year and I stopped.
Oh, you mean of the people who were dropping?
Yeah. Screenshots of, you know, wacky rashes or, you know, obits and stories where
you can't keep up with it.
You can't keep up with it.
No way.
How many, let me see how many I have. I have about 300 screenshots in here, but it started March, I think I put the first photo in there around March of 2021. So they started rolling out for specialized group of people like November, December, you know. I don't think it was available to everyone until, you know, 2021. So now we're noticing starting in March that people that may have had that vaccine in January were starting to die. Some of these people were doctors. Remember?
Oh, I remember.
Right. So starting that early, we were paying attention to the Guillain-Barré, who was paralyzed, who was having the entire body shake, the tremors, where they couldn't stop the tremors, the central nervous system issues, the blood clots, the strokes, the heart attacks, etc. But the first pictures I have are starting in March of 2021. So that's showing at least 2 months after major rollouts that we started to see these things start to happen. And still, in July, we are at July of 2022, there are still people clueless to this. And they will run out for every booster that the supermarket offers them when they're there. You want your flu shot? You want this shot? You want that shot? Oh, yeah. Load me up. There are.
There? Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I thought they got you. You there?
What?
Are you there?
I'm here. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking if we do this for the rest of the show, people will still stay tuned.
Do what?
I just keep saying, are you there? And you say, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, Jesus.
If we do this for another hour,
it
could be big.
Oh, you know, you're crazy.
This happens with
you. You get me all fired up, and then you're like.
I know, but it's not good for your heart. It's not good for your heart.
Pull the air out of my balloon.
Well, you faded away. I said, God damn it, they clipped her. Either that or the Cuban got her.
Yeah, right? No.
You were making fun of me a couple days ago about a comment somebody made on Pain.TV. I said, you know what? She makes fun of me again. I'm bringing back the Cuban music on Friday.
Okay. See, I'll just save that for behind the scenes. I'm not stupid.
So you're lucky. No Miami Sound Machine today.
Yeah, I would never do that to you live. But it is fun. It is fun behind the scenes. I do chuckle. I do laugh.
I told my wife, she said, oh boy, here we go.
Like, yeah, I would print that out, actually.
People are funny.
Laminate it.
Some of the stuff I get, man, I tell you, when I started trolling people about abortion, about the Supreme Court, mostly just trolling the fact that all these so-called health freedom fighters were the same people who wanted to stick a needle in your neck a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Man. And the Young Bucks brought me some of the comments. I think I made a comment on this on the show. Oh, my God. I've never seen such crazy stuff. I mean, I was like, what? You cats fucked up. You can't. Can you say that? And they can say it, and they say it on Twitter, and their accounts are still there. And I'm like, that is unbelievable. It's like so low to talk about stuff like that and make those kind of comments. I'm a total stranger. You don't know me.
Right.
It's insane. Right. As VM would say, you know what's the matter with that person? You know, they don't understand that I can find them. that's what's wrong with those people.
Well, and that's true. Every behind the screen, this is why society is the way it is. Because everyone just wants to say and do whatever they feel from behind the screen. They think that they're anonymous. They think that, but they're not.
I got 20-year-olds here who are telling me today, you know, the internet is the worst thing probably that's ever happened to the entire world. I'm like, you guys are in your mid-20s. How do you come up with that? And they go down the list. I'm like, you know what? You make a good case. You really make a good case, you know?
No, it's the truth. Life used to be just so much better. Neighbors talked to each other. People did not fight over politics. You know, the email thing was nice. I think most of us maybe at night after dinner would sit down and look at our emails. And if somebody sent you a link to a website, you know, you would check that out. But that was it. You know, once they started with these social media platforms, you do have to wonder, well, we know why they were created. And it was not just to look up your old high school girlfriend, you know, on Facebook and see, you know, what they're doing. That's not why. And that's what none of them. No.
Oh,
sorry. If you tried, I'm sorry. but that's not what it was made for. But they trick you. You know, it's like, hey, take this personality test. What's your favorite book? And what's your favorite this? And, oh, you would be like Jesus Christ today. Or let's take your picture, get a picture, and let's see what you'll look like as an old
Remember
lady.
Those dopes? It was, mm-hmm. it was like a Russian Russian app. It was a Russian-backed app, and they were saying, take your picture, and you can see what you look like. And everybody was doing it. It's like, hey, you dopes.
No, they still do these. Many young people, especially. Well, I shouldn't say that. I have friends and family that are not young, and yeah, they do that stuff. Or, you know, they answer the questions. What was your first car? You know, what's the name of your first dog?
These are all passwords. I've seen one that said the name, your superhero name or your mafia name or something would be like, the color of underwear you're wearing now and your mother's maiden name. I said, now this is bullshit. Because that is like, that's one of the password things. What's your mother's maiden name? You know?
Yeah.
So you'd be like, Blue McKenzie, and people write it down. Oh, I'm wearing blue underwear, and my is McKenzie. So I'm Blue McKenzie. Oh, you fucking moron.
Yeah. Or I like the ones that go, especially in Twitter, you get those real quick ones. What do you, at this very moment, what do you have on top of your refrigerator? Or something like that. And you'll have a million people be like, you know, my God. I'm like, are you so bad? No. But they do it. They answer. Total strangers, they'll just answer these personal questions. But that's what it's there for. That is what social. And then the majority, you would think it would be illegal to have like botnet companies that sell these things. Like, or you could go to YouTube and go, hey, you know, buy 1,000 subscribers for this amount of money or views. I think Periscope was good for that. You could buy the views and, you know, somebody would go live and have like 2,500 views. And heaven forbid,
I used to see
that
with like the Monkey Man all the time. We won't mention his name, but Monkey Man's like 30,000.
Monkey Man was good.
I'm like, dude, you what?
Yeah.
You know, it's just all fake. I'm like,
and you get caught because if they go like that minute over, you see them all drop. You see the numbers drop. It's like, oh, everybody closed out the window. That's it? No. But there's so much fakery, you know, the persona management stuff out there, that they paint the illusion that this is the way everyone is either for or against a topic. But when you leave your home to go out into the real world, it is nothing like you're seeing on social media when you go into the supermarket. Like when it was the Summer of Love and the riots and the BLM and all of that. Most people that I know personally, and I know people from all over the country, not just in my neighborhood, but we would talk about if you go into your local supermarket or your Walmart, wherever the hell you're going, and you look around that store, most people are nice to each other, smiling at each other. I'm talking about every race on the face of the earth.